You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
The road to the White House goes through Pennsylvania today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It is the biggest prize of all the toss-up states. Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris will campaign there. She plans to detail a new economic plan Harris calls an opportunity agenda for black men.
Recent polls show the once reliable voting bloc for Democrats more open to voting Republican and for former President Donald Trump. The vice president's plan also includes studying diseases like sickle cell and diabetes that disproportionately impact black men. Former President Trump has reached out to black voters through community events and small business roundtables.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Israel and Hezbollah keep battling. The Red Cross in Lebanon says an Israeli strike targeting militants has killed 18 people. As drone and rocket fire keeps targeting Israel, the day after a drone strike hit a military base, Hezbollah killing 4 Israeli soldiers, wounding dozens more. And the U.S. is going to send Israel more protection, a defense system called THAAD designed to shoot down ballistic missiles.
About 100 American troops are also deploying to Israel to operate the advanced anti-missile system, the Pentagon announced in a statement. The action follows Iran firing nearly 200 ballistic missiles at Israel on October 1st. It is the first deployment of THAAD to Israel since the war in Gaza began last year.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. There are still about 400,000 power outages across Florida. And days after Hurricane Milton hit, Fox's Evan Brown reports flooding still an issue.
The Withlacoochee River in Hernando County, Florida, north of Tampa, is filling with Hurricane Milton's rain runoff.
If you have not evacuated, you need to evacuate.
And rising faster than expected, says emergency manager David DiCarlo. People living near the river, like Cassandra Selvage and her family, are packing up and heading out.
It's not just like stagnant water. It's a running current, and since yesterday morning, it's come up a lot.
Milton's blamed for at least 21 deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time, your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference, instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock.
Are you ready for the ultimate Raging Cajun homecoming celebration? We've teamed up with Bryant Jewelry Buyers and Fizzo Seafood, Steakhouse, Oyster Bar, and Catering to bring you a legendary Raging Cajun homecoming party. Imagine this, a catered feast for you and 9 of your closest friends. Plus, UL Athletics is throwing in a prime tailgate spot and 10 homecoming game tickets. Entering is simple. Just fill out the entry form on our station website or our app for your chance to win the ultimate Raging Cajun tailgate experience.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines. Going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Ooh.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. As we rock and roll, it is Monday, best day to work week. Glad to be back with you. I'm laughing because they got a mouse over here for the computer, and they got another mouse sitting by it, and I'm playing with the mouse that's not hooked to the computer. You know, if it's not hooked to the computer, it don't work too good. I figured that out. Only took me about 3 minutes. Joe came in and said, if you try the right mouse, and so that other one, I'm about to throw that one in the garbage can. I still, do you even know what that goes to, Walker? Huh? Well, I have a second monitor. It is attached to something. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you know, I didn't go to my left to screw this up. This was to the right of me, and there's not much to the right of me. So, but anyway, I got a foolish mouse. Told Joe I'm going to get me a cat. Get rid of one of these mouses. And great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And look at that, my little mouse. It just kind of floats and moves around now. That's pretty cool. By the way, today is Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day. And, of course, the liberal leftist nutted up groups calls it another day, but it's Columbus Day. That's what the day is. That's what today should be called. That's what I'll call it because that's what it is. But Kamala Harris screwed it up. And anyway, Kamala Harris, what a joke, getting worse, hates America. And you can tell her, Obama, and people like to hate America. I'll play what she said this morning in her open remarks, but she don't call it Columbus Day. Then you're just People's Day, whatever the heck you call it. It's Columbus Day. That's what it is. But Kamala Harris, once again, throwing America under the bus, constantly doing it, got people going to vote for it. And they don't have a clue, people voting for Kamala Harris, what's coming. And all you got to do is go to Spain and Venezuela and Cuba and Russia and China and see exactly where we're going. And we were never designed to be that way. But, you know, I'm just going to let y'all know, in Louisiana, we can start voting on Saturday. Saturday is early voting. You got Saturday. You're going to skip Sunday all the way through next week to the following Saturday. Skip Sunday and Monday and Tuesday to vote. No excuse for people not voting. Well, it ain't going to count. It ain't going to count if you don't go vote. You're right about that. You got to go vote. People got to go vote all over the country. We're voting for freedom in America the way it should be, or we're voting for non-freedom in the way Barack Obama and him want America to be. And there's a totally different way of doing business. That's what we're voting. That's exactly what we're going for right now. By the way, there was some good news to come out of the hurricane. The hurricanes Florida took two. And I couldn't wait to get a picture. I may frame it. Lake Placid Solar. Lake Placid Solar Plant located in Highland County, Florida. You ought to see the decimation of the solar panels all over this farmland. I'm talking about ripped, zipped, and totally destroyed. Which I told you I wish that would happen. That problem with all that is we don't know where all this stuff can fail. If it's all in the ground, flew everywhere, what kind of contamination the ground would be now. My question is, how much money would it take to insure a solar farm like this? Y'all ought to see this. It's a beautiful sight. Can't believe you're saying that. That's wasted money. Yep, the whole thing's wasted. You want solar panels on the roof of your house? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing. But to turn all these farms, and you ought to see this. This is like, all you got to do is go put up Lake Placid Solar, Milton Damage, and pull it up and watch it for yourself. And I love how they put when they loaded this. They said the videos and photographs are for news media use only. Only other commercial, not personal use are prohibited. I guess I'm in the news media, right? So I can use this. You ought to see this. I mean, it has laid this solar farm out, man. Devastated. Just blew those damn things to pieces. So there's one positive of a hurricane. There ain't really no positive of a hurricane. It would be to watch solar panel farms just disintegrate because it's based on a lie. Like I said, solar panels on your home and all that, get it, understand, no problem. people just giving up on farmland for this lie about the climate. It's phenomenal. Anyway, I saw this. I thought, that's a pretty – I might frame this picture. I put that up and just frame that picture, the beautifulness of the devastation of a solar panel farm. It just – it looks beautiful. Somebody was growing crops one day to feed people or to feed horses or do something, but now it can't do anything. Folks, I'm telling you, by the time they put this back up, I'd like to know what the insurance, what it's going to cost to rebuild this. That's what I'd like to know. And, of course, we're dealing with solar panels. Except for flying debris, nobody should have got hurt. I mean, it's just devastating. Just destroyed it. I was just asking a guy that was said he was at a meeting, and they said that if you have solar panels on your house or something and a hurricane's coming, you really need to get up there and take them off. Now, how many people are going to do that? How many people are going to actually climb up there and do that or get somebody to do that? It sounds expensive to me. Sounds super expensive. All right, so you can vote this week. Now, remember, I know the presidential election is the big dog, but there are a lot of local elections and parish president elections and mayor races. And we do have one constitutional amendment. I need to get to it. I haven't gotten to it yet. I do have somebody coming on, I want to say Wednesday. What's today, Walker, the 13th or 14th? Yeah, 14th. Okay, Joe, I think Representative Joe Argeron is a amendment on that. They're going to come explain it, and I'm going to let them explain it. And we'll get a chance to do that, I think, Wednesday. Richard Nelson in tomorrow. I let him know at 6 o'clock. I'm sorry, 6 o'clock. 9:06. Tomorrow, Richard Nelson will come on and talk about the the tax reform that the governor's pushing. He's been the voice out there for it. He'll give us a little bit more detail. We'll talk to him tomorrow, supposedly at 9:06. I may be in Baton Rouge Wednesday to broadcast. I'm trying to get to Baton Rouge Wednesday. I got some work and business stuff I got to take care of. So I'm hoping to go to Baton Rouge on Wednesday. But tomorrow, Richard Nelson will join us. Today, late in the program, Scott McKay will join us about the tax plan and just some general stuff, what he's looking at. He's got an article in the Hayride I thought was pretty good. And it was to be opposite for Governor Landry to be opposite of John Bell, which ain't hard to do. I mean, just do what's right and you'll be opposite of what Bell Edwards did to the state. So we got him on late in the day. I'm looking forward to that. But so Kamala Harris, she's speaking this morning on Columbus Day. Now, this is the way I take it. It's my reading of it only. It talks about the disdain and the hate for the people who founded this country. The disdain and hate for the people who founded this country. Yeah, this country has been the greatest country in the world. We've had problems, no doubt. But listen to her take with the founding of the country, a place where she's profited greatly from.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas.
Columbus Day.
But that is not the whole story.
Did she say 1934?
That has never been the whole story.
Did she say 1934?
Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today. It is an honor, of course.
Hold it right there, Walker. So, your worthless piece of trashy Europeans came over here and destroyed the greatest country in the world. It wasn't the greatest country in the world until they came over here. I mean, this is, you want this to be the president of the United States? Let me tell you, you know what this day really is, huh? You know about Kamala Harris and it was celebrating, huh? Non-white day. That's why they want to celebrate Columbus. And they're talking about all the diseases. Folks, if this country would never started, we've developed more stuff to help people get away from diseases. We've made more prosperity in this country and than anywhere in the world, ever, combined. Non-white people day. That's what she's saying. She's blaming us. It is, in other words, this country was perfect when the Indians were here and there was nothing else. She hates America. So why do you think you bring this stuff up? Okay? It's supposed to be a celebration day. It was Columbus Day. I'll play it again. Only for, I could have sworn she said 1934. Anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Sad, that's running for president of the United States, and his people vote for that. Hate America. Hate white people. Kamala Harris. We'll take a break. Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Everywhere you turn.
Hey, hello, welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I don't want to stay on this. It's Columbus Day. It's what it's always been. And that's what we celebrate. But they celebrate Non-White Day. Okay, that's what they celebrate. Now I heard on the news a while ago, she's coming up with an economic plan just for black men because black men don't want to vote for her. Neither does white men. Women should never vote for Kamala Harris. She's going to put y'all in so much danger, it's not even funny. But if you like abortion and killing babies is your article, I mean, you got to vote for her because she said the other day that, yeah, she's pretty much going to unrestrict abortion. Unrestricted. Anytime you want to have one. You want to have one the first day you find out you're pregnant. You want to have one when the baby's coming out. Kill that baby. She don't care. That's kind of my... So I can't believe that appeals to a woman at all. You know what else she forgot to mention, y'all? She didn't mention in this... And I'm only playing a minute. She forgot to mention that her ancestors owned slaves. I wonder why she didn't mention or make an apology for her ancestors owning slaves, which is a fact. She didn't mention that in this, huh? That's right, she didn't. Anyway, one more time real quick.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history.
Tell them about your slaves.
Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease.
Oh, yeah.
We must not shy away from this shameful past.
How about your slaves that you
have? And we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today. It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week.
So here's what the lady that ancestors had slaves, she didn't apologize for. They didn't bring over slaves at that time. It was people that were volunteering to come over here. Okay. You got to not believe in a God to believe we came over here and just beat everybody to death. What they're trying to do, folks, is justify illegals. Basically call it, they came over here and they trashed the place and they didn't make it better and they stole land. Do you think the Indians all had plots of land? That's what they make it sound like. As big as the United States is, worldwide we're really small, but big land, every piece of land, every inch of land was occupied by somebody, and everybody owned it, and we just took it all, and that's not true. It's not what history tells us at all. The United States of America wasn't occupied, but in very small places, by very few people. I mean, man, wants to be the president of the United States of America? Them infested, bigoted, maggot racists came over here and people were just minding their own business and enjoying life. And then they came over here and ruined the whole planet, and yet this, without America being here, look at the wars we fought. Look at the people we fed. Look at the people we helped after disasters. The United States of America being free. She don't want us to be free. Hey, somebody needed to ask Kamala, you think we ought to all move back, including yourself? A lot of these people came over here were broke. They were just looking for opportunities. She wants to do a comparison of then to now. She just came out with a new economic policy for black men. Why? Because everybody knows black men don't want to vote for her. No men want to vote for her. Women should not want to vote for her. Nobody should want to vote for this. Well, unless you don't like the country. It's just amazing. But listen to this woman speak, man. She's all into anti-whiteism. That's what she's into. Instead of being Americans or black and white. America's black, white, green, and yellow. We always have been men, male, female, all of that. But, man, the reason we were made great, first by the grace of God, and then for the fact that we were free to be the best we can be. Government was not involved in their lives when they came over here. Government was not involved in our lives as much 30, 40, 50 years ago when we were great. Trump comes along and said, make America great again, because we've gotten away from the freedom and the capitalism that makes us great. And by the way, we were a Christian nation and we gotten away from that, which has cut the heart and soul out of America. And this is what this woman's about. By the way, somebody said in the Devil's Advocate, they found mention of Columbus Day in three places, Walker, all in the comics. Sounds about right. You're talking about the Devil's Advocate. Take a break. Be right back. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from five different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? Looking to stay in your home and start construction right away? A stay-in-your-home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave this hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
Hi, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Just can't say enough to make sure you start voting on Saturday. Starts this weekend. You got to go to it's the early voting. If you want to vote early, you got this Saturday, all next week through next Saturday, then the following Monday and Tuesday, then a week later we'll vote here in the state of Louisiana. So the voting will start for us. It started in a lot of other states, but it started for us on Saturday. So I just want to let you know, get your vote banked in. Don't be caught at a football game on the weekend. Well, actually, it's a Tuesday. I keep forgetting the state elections on Saturday. The national elections on first Tuesday in November. So I just want to, I can't emphasize it enough. You know, people in other states, you need to call them and tell them they need to vote. We got a decision. Do we want to continue the Biden plan, which according to Kamala Harris, she said it again, okay? She said it again that she would not do anything different than Biden done. As Trump blasts Kamala Harris for saying there's not a thing she would do differently. So if you like high inflation, you like not being able to pay for things. If you like car prices starting to be out of reach for most of us middle class Americans, no cut on the car dealership, it's not their fault. If you like prices getting worse, they're going to get worse because they're not going to quit printing money. Then Kamala's your person. You need to go for it. If you like, see, one of the things that I'm reading now is Americans are underestimating, especially people on the left, of how many illegals have come in this country. I saw a number, they went all the way down to 10 million. Folks, it's probably 20 million plus. And the left is now looking up going, man, this is, they underestimate what Biden and Harris has done with this border. They've underestimated that from day one. I saw where there was a big caravan heading this way now because they're making sure they can get in before, if, President Trump can win. And we're paying for all their benefits. A lot of them are getting the benefits. Let them go to our emergency room. We're going to be right there to help them. They get in the area, they're being put in our schools. Who's paying for that? We are. They're being given food, housing, all on the taxpayers' dollars. Now, folks, we didn't sign up for that. People coming over here legally, that's cool. But illegally, come on. And yet, the left is now starting to realize they got a few more people over here. They've underestimated the amount of flow of people that are coming across. That's why when we do a census, we ought to count everybody here, but then we ought to take the people out here legally, citizens, out of the... Well, you'd be surprised how much of a change it would be. These local governments, state governments don't want to do this because they want the numbers and keep getting that federal money. Those days are over. They're going to come to a crashing halt. And you can sit there and say, oh, you doom and gloom. Not, I don't have any doom and gloom in my whole system. I'm telling you what I'm watching. And the people that vote for Democrats don't understand it. They're voting money out of their own pocketbook. They're voting prosperity out of their own kids' and grandkids' pocketbooks. And we sit here and just watch this and take it and take it and take it. And then the media has gotten so bad. And yes, your local media, a lot of it, and people like the devil's advocate, these people are bad. They're just horrible now. They don't care what you think. They want to tell you what to think. Poll, Americans underestimate Joe Biden's illegal inflow. And the people they talk about mostly are the very liberal who say, oh, we got a couple million people here. It's not even close. And then we already saw the stories of the number of people that have come over here. Folks, Venezuela and some of these places have emptied their jails with the worst kind of people. Because you got to be pretty bad to go in one of those jails. They've emptied them to come to the United States of America. We don't know many terrorists over here. Just waiting. Let me tell you something about a terrorist, what I found and discovered just by reading and looking at what they do. They'll come over here and they'll be patient. Oh, somebody's correcting me, said early voting starts on the 18th. Well, the 18th would be Friday then. I thought it's the 19th. Dang it, I had it in my phone. I thought I had it in my phone. I thought it was the 19th. I'm not arguing. I have not kept up with it that close, to be blunt with you. I thought it was the 19th. If it's the 18th, it is Friday. So, I'm just letting you know that there are people out there that don't understand when you open your country to what we've opened ours to, we're not going to pay the price today. Up the road, we're going to pay the price. These countries that have done this now are all regretting the hell out of it. These countries that have done it now, these countries overseas that allowed this to take place are now regretting they ever did this. Why do we do this? If you look at countries that think they're going to spend their way for prosperity with the government spending the money to help everybody, nobody's going to prosper. They're not giving money to people to prosper. They're giving money to people to survive. Can you imagine living in a time where you and me have to have the government to survive? Why can't people on the left go look at what's happening in China and Venezuela and Russia? Just go look at what these countries are doing for people to survive. And some of the poorest, most uneducated people you ever find. The government just cannot deliver prosperity. That's why America was different. America became great because people made it great. The government didn't make it great. The government normally gets in the way. And these other countries are starting to see this. And they're starting to back off some of the policies, but it's kind of late for them. It's going to be late for us, too. Do you think somebody who crossed the border illegally, instead of being put in jail and sent back, ought to get the same benefits as somebody that lives here? Obamacare is a crushing blow on this country, and it's going to finish crushing us. Do you think people... All right, somebody reaffirmed it. Early voting starts on Friday, folks. I apologize. Goes through October 29th, except on Sundays. I kept thinking Saturday. I might go Friday then. Or right after work. October 18th. I kept thinking that was a Saturday for some reason. All right, Friday. Friday, early voting starts. I apologize. I made a mistake. I corrected it like I normally do. So understand what they've done to health care. That's what Obama wanted it to do. Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think Barack Obama, when he was elected president, knew about health care, knew anything about health care? He didn't know a damn thing. He knew about the politics, that if he get everybody under one system, it could destroy it and we'd get to ration care. The people that are going to be hurt with ration single-payer system are going to be older people. When they asked Barack Obama sometime, one time when he was running the first time about old people, he said, just give them some morphine. Tell them, you know, we got to consider, just give them some morphine, make them feel comfortable. We got to consider other people if you're in your 70s with cancer. I know people in 70s and cancer made 90s. Is that what y'all want? Because that's what it's heading with all these. And then here's the bad thing. All these illegals that are not citizens going to be put ahead of our elderly people. When they say Medicare for all, that's what they're talking about. And of course the illegals are going to get in line and be able to get everything that somebody that's been living in this country, that may have went to war and fought in this country, of course they're going to get in line. They're going to beat you to the punch. They're going to get benefits more than you. Because I told you, a poor person in Venezuela is not like a poor person in America. And what they want to do is they want to create the Democrat Party, party of filth, party of hate. They want to create a system where they can tell you what to do. You get in line, we'll give you health care if we want to. Health care is being, I had people tell me in the medical profession already, health care is already being rationed. There are people that have to wait weeks and months before they can see a doctor here already. Because we ain't got the money. That's all. Wait till we add 20 or 30 or 40 million new illegals. They can't keep going, folks. And they can't keep printing money. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Take a break. Be right back. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. Or electron. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is a great day to be with you. Don't forget elections. We start voting in Friday. That's 4 days. Friday the 18th. My bad on the 9th. 19th. I kept thinking, I don't know why I thought Saturday was the 18th. But anyway, it is the 19th. But Friday, we start voting. You vote Friday and Saturday, skip Sunday, vote the week, and you can vote the following Monday, Tuesday. So if you're going to vote, you know you're going to be out of town on Election Day, first Tuesday in November, please go vote. Go vote. You may not even agree with the good-looking hosts, but you need to go vote. That's just important. And anybody said, well, I ain't voting, don't worry, don't count. Well, then I mean, you don't vote then. That's what you want to do. But, you know, you're not helping us, I can promise you, by not voting. A not vote is a vote for Kamala and people like her. The people that normally would vote. You know? And somebody made a good point, said, Moon, don't feel bad. People told Noah he was doom and gloom. And look what happened. I know. I know what I got to do. I got to stay the course because I'll be proven right on all this stuff. It's just a matter of time. And it's a shame. You got to wait sometime. I don't want to be broke. I don't want a Great Depression. I want prices to go back down to a more. Why do we want stuff to cost so much and keep printing money? And why do we want illegals in here that we don't know, not vetted? There's a process. And that process has to be followed. And if it's not followed, bad things could happen. Anybody remember 9/11? I'm just asking, did you remember something like that? That was evil people over here. People can get these terrorists that get in this United States of America, become part of the citizenry for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years before they blow. They got paid. They're willing to be patient. Let's go to Norman. Norman, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show, sir. How you doing?
Moon, I'm doing good, but as usual, when you have a segment, I get an if-then question. When you were talking about Columbus Day and how terrible it was that Europeans come to America, well, I got to say, all in all, it can't be that good for the first victim of smallpox in Native America. Other than that, let's look at something else. If it was bad for Europeans to come to America, why is it good for hundreds or millions and millions of undocumented aliens to come to the United States? They bring in drugs. They bring in disease. Yeah. They bring in all kind of other stuff. That's my if-then question.
I think Kamala was trying to, being the celebrating the anti-white day, Kamala Harris was trying to make an example of trying to say, look, they came over here. Y'all fussing about these people, but what about them? And there's a big difference between now and then. Gigantic difference between now and then. You can't even compare the two. It's not even comparable.
Well, in some respects, you're right. But in some respects, I don't know. So I'm it came to me that there's something don't jive there.
And, Kamala's trying to say it's the same thing, but it's not the same thing. It's totally different. Matter of fact, our United States of America that became the United States of America was not inhabited by millions and hundreds of millions of people. It wasn't even close. It wasn't the advancements of where we are now came over here because of what was done when these people came over. And anybody wants to argue about Indians and what happened and all that stuff, I read history books too. There was a lot of good things between Americans and Indians. Everybody that hurt an Indian, a black person, they're gonna burn in hell one day for what they did. And I'll let God make the judgment on that. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and watch Kamala Harris sit there. And this woman's voted in. I'm telling you, I've already watched Obama do it. They become so un-American in their policies.
Well, all the people that want to leave, some years ago when things really got bad, I thought about going back to the old country where my grandfather was from, but I can't. They wouldn't let me in no matter what. So I'm just saying, it ain't working that. It worked that way this way, does it?
Nope. All right, man, got to run. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
So they had which I thought was pretty crazy. So Kamala has problems. She's having problems with black voters. She's having a lot of problems with black men. So you talk about just fake. So Kamala Harris is looking at numbers and they're going, well, black men don't want to vote for me. Nobody ought to want to vote for. So what they do is they come out with a new policy and a new economy just for black men. Folks, that's I thought we were a melting pot. I thought we were trying to get away from this. So she comes up with a policy for black men, and the policy is nothing. But it's only to get votes. She don't want to. What about a policy for everybody? What about a policy? She don't have a policy for everybody. Well, she does, but it's communistic and Marxist. That's the policies for everybody. But trying to come up with a policy because it's an election year and I got to target some people that they don't vote for me, I got a problem. The same group of people, the brothers that we played the other day from Obama, worried about the brothers. What about us white honkies out here? Why don't you do a policy for everybody? Why don't you do policies that make America great again? Oh, that's right. That's Trump. You can't do that. And Obama goes to these deals where apparently it's mostly blacks talking about the brothers. But what if you're a honky? What if you're a white dude sitting in the stands? You go, Obama ain't talking to me. I guess he don't want me to vote for him. He wants you to vote for him. But when they get in, they want you to shut up. Blacks see the same thing white people see what's going on in this country. They see what Obama and Harris and all of them are doing to the country. Either we together and we're going to rise up as a great nation, or we're going to be divided, which the Democrats and the party of filth and hate love. Divide and conquer. Rahm Emanuel, whatever his name is. What do you say? Never let a crisis go to waste. They love divide and conquer, folks. 99.9% of the white people have nothing against a black man, and 99.9% of black people have nothing against white people. Everybody that has babies and children all want the same thing. They want your kids to grow up and be successful. Under the Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Marxists, nobody gets to be successful, but a few people. Everybody gets told what to do. They tell you what they're going to do for you, and it means nothing. Because those countries are failures. They fail their people. Then they control the hell out of their people. They need America to fail so they can control Americans. The debt, the Green New Deal, the climate, all that's part of controlling America. The division of saying a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man and men could say they're women and play. That's all about division and ripping a country apart and ripping the very fabric that made this country great was us being together. That's what made this country great. And the grace of God first and then the rest of it. Folks, we got to work together to move forward. Bringing illegals, running up debt, telling people that we're destroying the planet is lies from hell being pushed by the left and the media. And Kamala Harris is a big part of the lie. So now let's come up with a plan to help the brothers out because Barack Obama wants the brothers to get involved. By the way, he was embarrassed the other day in Michigan. See if I can find that and play that for you.
Look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
It's the biggest prize of all the toss-up states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So both former President Trump and Vice President Harris will campaign in Pennsylvania 3 weeks and a day before the election.
Those on the Trump team say that no matter where he rallies, they get a lot of viewership online. So they think that allows them to take some risk in their strategy. But Trump is paying attention to the swing states. Today, he's hosting a town hall in Oaks, Pennsylvania. And that is a state that could decide this election.
That's Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth. Vice President Harris will go to Erie, touting a new economic plan she calls an opportunity agenda for black men, as polls show more of those voters more open to supporting Trump this time around. Israel's coming under more fire from rockets shooting them down from Lebanon the day after a drone got through the Iron Dome defense.
Four Israeli soldiers killed and 51 injured when a Hezbollah attack drone slammed into a dining hall at a military base north of Tel Aviv. And officials saying this is yet another reason why Israeli forces have to continue their ground operation against Hezbollah.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Haifa. The Lebanese Red Cross says an Israeli airstrike today has killed at least 18 people. The U.S. is going to send Israel a new missile defense system to further protect against Iran, and American troops will go there to help operate it. Some rivers are still at flood stage or still rising in Florida days after Hurricane Milton hit, leading to new evacuations north of Tampa, and there are still about 400,000 power outages.
It's been tricky, especially where electrical lines are surrounded by standing water. Anna Gibbs is with Duke Energy.
It is so flooded that we are unable right now to re-energize because, of course, electricity and water do not mix.
Area power utilities are expecting a nearly full restoration by Thursday, if not sooner.
Fox's Evan Brown. In parts of North Carolina devastated by Hurricane Helene a few weeks ago, there are still about 100,000 homes and businesses without running water. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, I'm a gun guy, Second Amendment guy, and I want to tell you about a family-owned company that I just love. It's Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they make more than 200 models of rifles, shotguns, revolvers right here in America. The quality's so good, they have a lifetime guarantee. Their craftsmanship and smooth action, they are top-notch. I speak from experience. Every Henry I own, accurate, right out of the box. They've all been reliable ever since. The best way to learn about Henry, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are and a great newsletter. Just go to henryusa.com. That's one word, henryusa.com. Click on the free catalog button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And they even donate to our military and veterans and law enforcement and first responders, children's hospitals, families with sick kids. They do it all. And also Guns for Great Causes programs. Anyway, go to henryusa.com. Get your free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are, henryusa.com.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Vermilion Catholic Screamin' Eagle football is back on the air. Listen to our sister station, Classic Rock 105.1, Friday night for all the action. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Head coach Brock Prejean has his team primed to make another championship run to the Dome. So don't miss any of it. If your business would like to advertise during Vermilion Catholic football, call 337-296-2987. That's 296-2987. VC football, Friday night on our sister station, 105.1. Go Eagles!
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, hour number two of the Moon Griffon Show. Happy to be with you. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. Scott McKay at 10:30. Talk a little bit about the tax proposal, presidential election, and I say tax reform. Visit with Scott a little bit, what Liberty knows about it. We'll see what happens. Richard Nelson tomorrow. He'll talk more about what they're trying to do, and we'll get the Q&A with him. Looking forward to it. And talk to Richard in a while. So we'll get a chance to visit with him, so that'll all be good. By the way, so the legendary Barack Obama, a man who wants to bring, transform this country. He's out there campaigning with Kamala, whatever y'all want to call it. Don't matter to me. I just hope we never call her president. He's out there. I shared the other day, I think it was on Fridays after the brothers, because the brother, let me have to talk with the brothers. Got to talk with the brothers. Well, he went to a rally in Michigan, and they gave him hell. They literally gave Obama hell. People, here's the good news about it. People are starting to see through the paperweight Barack Obama. They're starting to see through a guy that's been, it's evil at best. And I'm going to just play just a few, it's just a minute or so. A clip of, he can't get control of the crowd. They're getting after him. And, you know, of course, he's like, blah, 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 blah. It'll be, it sound like Lee Mallett. Blah, 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 blah. Lee would probably vote for him. But anyway, here's a Barack Obama at a rally in Michigan for that Harris lady.
Got totally roasted this weekend campaigning in Michigan, and it is, mwah, chef's kiss, watch.
So, listen, that's okay. No. Wait. Quiet down. Listen. Hey, hold up.
I wouldn't listen to him either.
Hold up a minute.
Mm-hmm. Go on, Obama.
Listen, everybody. Hey, y'all up there, pay attention.
All right, there you go. That's good. Mr. Wonderful getting ridiculed. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen in this election. I always said it'd be hard for Trump to really win because of the evilness from Barack, the Democrat Party, the national news media, China, George Soros, Russia, everybody that wants to beat him, anybody for the Green New Deal. Man, they want him out the way. They want Trump out the way. But look at Barack Obama. Oh, Barack getting chastised by people in the Michigan audience. He couldn't talk. They dogged him out. I mean, you can't beat that. They ought to dog him out, what he's done to this country. If we just, I'm going to say this, it don't sound good, but I'm going to say it. Republicans with the would beat back then, but we don't have enough Republicans with the that beat back people like Barack Obama. Trump's on. The reason Trump has a lot of popularity, they got a lot of hate for him too, but the reason he got a lot of popularity for him is because he's got that fight. And most people that put an R by their name, a lot of them watch him in Baton Rouge all the time, people all over the state. I'm talking about leaders. I'm talking about people that go run for office, get in office, and they're so weak. You know, the cocktail cousin type, just weak. And somebody else controls you. That's what Republicans. They don't toughen up. They're not tough enough to stop the craziness. And then we got to listen to the big money people who don't really want a conservative Republican that'll challenge them, that don't want to tie the government and things like that. And they always for the Rhino Republicans, like the Bill Cassidy type. Psycho Bill. So we have problems getting over the top and doing what we need to do. And that's a shame. It's a shame. But you heard Barack. Barack was in his element. Barack was in his element, and they on his rear end. He, folks, imagine. See how he did? If Barack Obama had the scrutiny, one-tenth of the scrutiny of who he is and what he really is, he would melt in a second. The reason Barack Obama's still out there is because we have a media that will not scrutinize the left. And this guy is leftist of all the left you've ever seen. But people in that stance knew who he was. They knew exactly who Barack Obama was. And they wouldn't have it, none of it. I'll play it one more time. Just want you to listen to this. This is gold to me. This is a guy on a podcast that played this that I came across, and I loved it. But this is Barack. People start seeing the Barack Obamas and the Harris. They'll never vote for people like this because they're not in the best interest of our country to have Barack Obama, Harris, or anybody like this. And I'm not talking skin color. I'm talking about what they believe. What they believe, the John Kerry's, the Al Gore's, these people ought to never be by power. So this was a nice rip, and I enjoyed it myself. Here we go.
We roasted this weekend campaigning in Michigan, and it is, chef's kiss, watch.
So, listen, that's okay. No. Wait. Quiet down. Hold on a minute.
Go ahead and tell him shut up, Barack.
Listen, everybody. Hey, y'all up there, pay attention. Here's what happens, listen.
They won't let him talk.
No. I mean, this is part of, not only is this an example of what I'm talking about, but it's also an example of how we get distracted.
Oh, yeah, look at Barack. Barack's slick now. That's good. Barack's slick. Let me change this. Let him get him off my rear end. I don't want him on my rear end. I don't want people to see the real Barack. Shut up. I sound like Lee Mallett. Of course, Lee Mallett would probably support him. No. Getting ripped. Just said, let me change the subject. See, that's what I mean. That's what it just turns it into something else. Maybe, oh, yeah. That's right, Barack. Oh, my God. But that's who he is. I just wonder, this is in the heart of Michigan. This is a rally he's at. So you got to believe, and I'm maybe wrong. You got to believe they're in the friendly group. They over there to see him and Kamala. And they look at him and they go, hold up just a second. This dude ain't right. You know, this, but it was Barack that we're talking to. He didn't have control of him, did he? He didn't have control of him at all. They were getting on his rear end. Of course, he's out there fighting for Kamala with the brothers. I wonder why Barack Obama don't want white men to vote for him, Kamala. See what I'm saying? You start playing all this racial crap. I thought we're all people. You know, my mom and dad taught me how to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and it didn't matter what color the skin of a person was. So we came somebody, and we were small, and we were young, and we were growing up. We were told to respect people. And whether we met a black man or a black woman, it didn't matter. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and I'm still like that. We had a lady come in with Maddie. It was my walker. You were a little tight eye yourself. Her name was Augusta. It was a black lady. She helped raise and help Walker, but she helped with Maddie when we were having all the problems. Not that we still don't, but back in the day. And she was God sent. She was a black lady. And I called her Miss Augusta. Because I respected her as a person who was older than me. Because I was taught. She would tell me, Moon, just call me Augusta. I said, I can't. I don't even know how to call you that because I call you Miss Augusta. And that's how most people live. We always get caught up in the Barack Obamas of the world. People that we need to get the heck away from and run from. They have no good intentions at all. None. Barack hurt this country. He hurt it bad. He hurt this country as bad as... He hurt this country worse than Bel Air was hurt our state, and that was pretty bad. And the thing about it, they're out there with the brother trail. Black men respond to Obama's scolding, double down on support for Donald Trump. I ain't got a dad. I know who he is, and he ain't you. former President Barack Obama attempts to shame brothers into voting. Why? Because that's all they know what to do is to shame people. It's bad. You got to come up with that race card, baby. You got to scare black people and black brothers. You got to play identity politics, and that's what Barack Obama knows, identity politics. Why do we keep voting for people like this? And Kamala Harris ain't no different. Got a new economic plan, another new policy for black men. Obama telling black men, y'all ain't voting for her because she's a woman. Got nothing to do with that. It might be what they do and what they've done. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden ran the country for 4 years. Somebody needs to tell Barack, we don't want the same 4 years to happen again. Yes. One black guy, Vernon Jones, said, we are so too stupid to vote our interest in what's best for ourselves and our family. What both Jones says, for him to want to come down from his mansion in Martha's Vineyard and tell black men how we should vote, really? Yeah. Worth $70 million. And he got 3 or 4 homes. Okay? I mean, you got to see this, man. This is, they're desperate. C.J. Pearson put out, I'm 22 years old in 25 days. I'm joining millions of other black men. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And we don't give a damn about Barack Obama has to say about it. You know, that's when people are waking up because that man is bad for you, bad for your community, bad for your family, and bad for this country. One guy said Barack's been talking about one for the team when it comes to supporting the Democrat Party for decades. What do we have to show for it? Nothing. That's what's saying. Look, our inner cities are destroyed. Violent crimes up. We're living in poverty in far too many communities across the country. That's the Democrat Party that wants that all over America. Let's go to the break. All over America is what they want, the inner cities to be the policies of America. Blacks can take this election in their hand and demolish the filthy Democrat Party. Party of hate. Party of filth. Glad to see people waking up. That's good.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend. Traeger pellet grills, Weber grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up, steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. While a lot of people get in touch with us. By the way, folks, I know y'all been watching this. Michigan's Whitmer, mockery of the Holy Communion. That's exactly what they were doing. Everybody knows the mockery of the sacrament of the Eucharist. Called blasphemous stunt. Making fun. This is backfired. If you're a Catholic and you live in that state, this woman's another one of those evil Democrats. Are absolutely ridiculous. People keep voting for people like this. And this was sick. Okay? This was sick. What's going on? And if you didn't see it, you ought to go check. There's an audio of a girl kneeling down and she gives a Dorito making fun of the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not going to sit in here and defend or whatever with the Catholic Church, but I am going to say what she's doing. Let me just ask you, why don't somebody like Whitmer, and he's leftist Democrats, why don't they make fun of Islam? Why don't they make fun of the Muslims? I'm just saying, it's always beating up Christians in the United States of America. I mean, just if you're going to be big and brave and you're going to make fun of somebody, why don't they make fun of Islam? The skit specifically imitates the posture and gesture of Catholics receiving the Holy Eucharist and their belief in Christ. But they won't make fun of the Muslims or Islam. They didn't do something with Islam or Muslims and show they got a big pork sausage they're going to eat, do they? I wonder why. And Kamala's already in trouble with that group. And you ought to see the look on this woman's face, this governor's face. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is hateful. Some media people picked it up, but a lot of them didn't. I wonder why. Well, because it's Democrats. This has been a big deal over there in Michigan. This is what you get when you keep Whitmer and Kamala Harris and Obama and all these people around. This is what you get. And I told you, party of filth, party of hate. I'm just kind of wonder, what are these people doing? Why y'all vote for people like this? Why does people in Michigan vote for? Of course, I thought it was funny people voted for Bel Edwards. I still do. But what she did, y'all have got to go look at this. I just thought, man, why is she making fun of the Muslims or the Islam? I wonder why. Why she's not making fun of Muhammad? I mean, what would be the reaction? I mean, what would be their reaction compared to what people in the Christians and Catholics are doing? All we do is voice an opinion about it. I just wonder why she didn't make fun of the other side. Just go in and have fun. If you're going to have fun, make fun of all of them. I wonder if she'd be scared to death to make fun of the other ones. Because she didn't do that. You know? Of course, they're trying to turn it around. Michigan, religiously diverse state, Christian, Jewish, Muslims. She's the governor of the state. She's governor of the state of Michigan. People reelected her last time. I was almost in shock she got reelected. That's how bad she is. And yet she was, and yet she's pulling stunts like this. I'm amazed about it, to be honest with you. In an election year, that's brutal. By the way, I do think the next 21 days or 22 days to be on the lookout what can happen. I'm not convinced the Democrats and the media are finished with their stunts, including the judges and DAs. Let's see what they pull with 22 days left. We'll be right back. Scott McKay next. I've been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time. A good friend, Charles Altman, they do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding, is Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood, lumber, and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With three great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
If you're a regular...
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you today. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Scott McKay joins us. Of course, the Hayride, a book, an author, does a little bit of everything. Scott, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm reading this thing about this guy in California who got arrested, maybe trying to assassinate Trump, and he says he's a big Trump fan.
Yeah. Sounds good, but
I don't know
if he's over friendly
or what. But,
if you got guns in a car close to a Trump deal with the environment right now, doesn't look good. How about that?
Well, let's just say, in the immortal words of Teddy KGB, bad judgment.
Yeah, not good judgment. Yeah, my mama told me that too once.
More than one.
Hey,
Before we get started, let me apologize because I had a feeling that you and I were going to be talking early this week. And so I'm at the game Saturday doing everything I can not to get hoarse and utterly failed. So if I sound like a frog, I'll just talk to it right away.
Like I told people, early in the game, you probably wasn't saying nothing. But the last half of the game, you probably was hollering a lot. Yeah, but you were, but it probably was at LSU, not at the coach or something. It wasn't at Ole Miss.
I'm not yelling and screaming when Ole Miss has the ball. I'm yelling and screaming when Nussmeier's back there until the very end when he snapped out or whatever it was. But,
Well, look, as you know, they have a lot of meetings about tax reform. And I got Richard Nelson's coming on tomorrow. We can't wait to talk to him. Everybody knows what's been thrown out there. Nobody knows what the actual bills are going to come into because I think it does matter. It's about a three-prong process, a special session, constitutional commitment on the ballot in March, and then, of course, you got the regular session to wrap everything else up. So it's a long process, and if things don't fall out just right, You know, I don't want to hear that we took a step in the right direction. I want to see something happen. Now, I said all that. You wrote an article for advice for Jeff Landry. He just like John Belair was only in the reverse. So I kind of love the headlines, and I know that's why you wrote it. Let's talk about what you mean by that.
Well, if you'll remember when John Bell got in office, you know, first of all, remember, John Bell was in the legislature all 8 years Bobby Jindal was governor. And he voted for Jindal's budgets 6 years out of the eight,
yep,
including the last one,
yep,
right? And then he runs for office, and he didn't even have to say anything because, you know, that election was all about David Vitter and hookers.
Yep.
And nobody paid attention to any of John Bel Edwards' economic policies, you know. But he went around talking about how, oh, we got a fiscal cliff, and we got to fix that, and Bobby Jindal has destroyed Louisiana, yada, yada, yada. And when they asked him, he said he wasn't going to raise taxes. And then as soon as he took office, he started talking about how we, you know, we were going to have to shut down state government and all of the public colleges were going to lose accreditation and there would be no college football in Louisiana left because, yep, of the budget crisis and the fiscal cliff. And he had to have massive tax increases. And that worked, right? He went and sold this massive deficit and the only way to fix it was to raise taxes. And so my whole point is, you know, that's a pretty brilliant strategy. You can probably rework it and Jeff could use it, which is to say, we're going to cut all of these taxes because we have to, because we can't be competitive with Texas and Florida and Tennessee and these other southern states with our current tax code. And if that creates a massive deficit, well, we'll just have to cut the budget, won't we?
Yep.
So the whole point is that if you're Jeff Landry, and, you know, Jeff needs to accept this, and, you know, I think ultimately he's probably going to, the deficit is your friend. Go into next year's legislative session needing to cut $1 billion from the budget, and guess what? They'll cut it. Because you've got Republican legislators, and they may get a little uncomfortable with some of these cuts, but rather than raise taxes, they will cut that budget.
Yeah.
And you just have to be the guy, you know, holding their feet to the fire to make it happen.
I think the out of everything that I saw with the plan so far, and I had the governor on for an hour a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't had Nelson on, I'm looking forward to it, is the one problem with what I saw was there were no what I call real spending cuts. I don't want to talk about what the federal government's taking away and all that. I mean, real spending cuts. And I think to do it and to do it right, you have to have real spending cuts to make this work. I'm all for that. And I agree with you. If you do what Edwards and him did in reverse, I think that's a great headline. You can get this done.
Well, you know, like Brett Guymon's talking about going back to 2019 pre-COVID spending baseline.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why not?
Let me tell you something. If you do that, you can cut all the taxes you want. You can have plenty of money.
No, that's the problem with the federal government. We don't go back to a post-COVID budget, and we don't go back to the pre-budget before all that. And if you're right, if you just do that, it would be just unbelievable how much money you don't need.
Well, beyond a certain point, and we could get pretty deep into the budget before, you know, and get to this point. Beyond a certain point, that government spending does more harm than good.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, when you're at the point where your colleges are, you know, creating majors for all these different kinds of grievance studies and this kind of stuff, but you're spending too much money on that college. Right. When they start graduating people in, you know, gay and lesbian studies,
yeah.
You're no longer, that's not a college anymore. That's an adult daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, taxpayer money shouldn't be spent on it. And, you know, so like you can get into a point with all of these agencies where, you know, you can identify things that they spend money on that are just outright contemptuous waste. You know, now, to get there is difficult because there's not a lot of transparency on how this money is spent. Mm. And I noted this in the piece that you brought up, which is, so like back in the summer, You know, LDH showed up, which Department of Health showed up at the legislature when, you know, they'd asked them, hey, try and identify some cuts to get us started. And they come back, they got $105 million. And it's, you know, well, you know, we could probably make these cuts. It'll cost us $332 million worth of federal matching funds. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, well, what's that for? Well, it's health care for crippled poor kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, so that's what you want to cut first. Yeah. And, like, what I've said is if that's what the bureaucrats at LDH want to offer up, and all of this is, there's a term for this. It's called the Washington Monument Strategy, which is, it's a federal government term. And it's like, if Congress wants to cut the budget, the first thing they do is shut down the Washington Monument because they want to make the American people hurt taking budget cuts. They never shut down all the stuff that they don't need to spend money
on. By the way, Scott, they've been doing this forever. What we called it then was under the line and below the line. And what they would is they would fund all the stuff above the line, okay, and they would put things like you just mentioned below the line and say, well, we're going to have to cut children and we got to cut special need children. We got to cut. But yet they funded the Purple Circle Social Club. They funded a park in Balkanville. That's what they do. And you say, okay, where you want me to cut? Well, why don't we take some stuff over here you funding, take it out the budget, put the stuff that we need above the line. And this is, I've been watching this 31 years. That's what we do. And then what happens is the media doesn't tell anybody that. They want to cut everything, and look what they poor people, they're sending them outside in the cold rain. That's the angle it's always been here.
Well, and the way you beat that is you play over the top of it. So if LDH comes to the table and says, well, here's $105 million for crippled poor kids that we're not, we'll cut that. You say, okay, that's what LDH wants to cut. That's what we're cutting. Yeah. Now, do you want to do civil service reform so we can fire these heartless bastards who would rather cut health care for poor crippled kids than like crony hospital contracts that, you know, some of the connected people at the Capitol have as clients, these lobbyists? Like, if they can't cut that, but they can cut the poor crippled kids, right? Then maybe we got the wrong people in these jobs, and we should be able to fire them, whether civil service says so or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like, this is, and in fact, this is what you get as part of a civil service thing. If you were operating solely under the spoil system, you would never have stuff like this. Because under the spoil system, everybody's job depends on staying in office. Right. Like if machine that you work for, and I mean, I'm not saying it's a perfect situation, but if the machine you work for, okay, and your job depends on that machine continuing to get elected, when there's a budget deficit, you have to cut the fluff. You can't cut the meat, because when you start cutting the meat, the people get mad at you.
Yeah. Let me take a break. Scott McKay will come back to get that. I want to do a little presidential election, which is, well, we'll take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. IssueOneAction.org.
The IRS is made five.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. Scott McKay with the Hayrod, of course, is also an author. He runs a podcast, writes for the American Spectator, so a little bit of everything. Hey, Scott, just a couple of the questions. I want to move to the presidential race. So with the governor and the tax plan, this is so important that we pass something big. Are you worried about it being just so watered down and everybody's bragging about it? Look, I'm not against it. It's not. I'm all for changing something in Louisiana. So it makes me want to be for a plan. But the two things in the criteria I think you got to have is some kind of spending limit, some kind of cap, something we can keep an eye on. And the second thing is some kind of spending cuts. So if we don't get any of this done, man, I just don't know what to think anymore about wanting to change things. Because remember, Republicans run it all now, and we got 2/3 vote in the House and the Senate.
Well, look, the important piece is, and their plan is a tax swap. I think that rather than that, because the hard part of the tax swap is the tax increases that are on this, whether it's broadening the base of the sales tax or extending this 0.45 cent John Bel Edwards sales tax hike. Yep. And here's my thing. I could live with that if we were getting rid of the state income tax, because Tennessee basically does sales taxes and not income taxes, and I don't mind being Tennessee. That's not a terrible model for us. But as I understand it, where you're going to have trouble is there are a whole lot of Republicans in that legislature that do not want to vote to extend the 0.45.
Yep,
and they're also not going to like the sales tax base being broadened. So, like, my advice to Landry is don't sweat the small stuff. Pass all the tax cuts that you can pass and leave the other stuff out there, because it creates the deficit that then you use as leverage to cut the budget next spring. Like, to me, that's the play here is agree on all of the tax cuts that you've got as part of your plan, but not the swaps.
Yeah.
And then you have to cut the budget.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping. You don't need a spending cap, because your tax cuts will create the spending cap.
Yep. No, that's a good point. I like the plan. I just hope they listen.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that.
All right, real quick, presidential race, we start voting Friday. It was informed to me by my own people that I kept saying the 18th. I thought it was Saturday, but it's Friday, actually. So we get to start voting. Some states have already been voting. Presidential election, just want to get your thoughts on it. Just can't believe Kamala Harris and Emma and got Obama out there talking about the brothers. And we got, now she comes up with a plan just for the brothers, an economic plan just for the brothers. And I'm going, what about the rest of us? I mean, don't we matter? But to them, it really doesn't matter. Their plan is to make everybody like the inner cities. And people see what the inner cities are.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, they're talking a lot about the brothers because they notice that the brothers are not all that fired up about voting Democrat anymore. Like, black women still will vote. They'll come out and vote for Kamala Harris like nothing has gone wrong. But black men do not poll particularly well for Democrats anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump is catching as much as 30-35% of the black male vote in this country. So that's why Barack Obama's running around talking about how the brothers got to come correct and stop being so sexist and vote for Kamala. And there's a thing on X I saw this morning, and it's a video of all these black guys who are not happy with Obama. And one of them says, and this is gorgeous, he says, I have a daddy. I know who he is, and he ain't you.
Yeah, I saw that one. I read that one.
Great.
No, but it wasn't just that. They were talking about you look in the inner cities. The inner cities have never gotten better. They've got a lot worse. But Barack Obama had 8 years. We got, 12 years counting this one. And so they want to know what's going to happen. When Trump was there, they were working. They were enjoying jobs. They were growing.
Well, you know, and you don't want to get me started on the topic of the inner cities, because I'll tell you all about weaponized governmental failure and how the fact that the cities are dysfunctional is intentional and purposeful, and it creates electorates that never vote Republican again.
Yep.
And they admit to do this. There's 30 or 40 years of concrete evidence that the Democrats intentionally destroy those cities to impoverish those people and turn them into vote farms.
Absolutely.
So, the question is, you know, at what point does everybody get wise to this and then they can't do it anymore? And then maybe we can repair some of those cities. But like, they're struggling right now because they've had an atrocious week. You got Tim Walz, who can't load a shotgun, and it's on video. You got this rumor about Tim Walz's history in Nebraska and how he lost his teaching job over there, which is bad, bad, bad. And then you got Kamala Harris, who shows up, I guess it was this morning or last night, I don't remember where the video came, and she goes off on Christopher Columbus and the white Europeans who came over and brought nothing but disaster and destruction, you know, to the continent. And it's like, they also created the United States of America. You know, that you're running for.
We played that earlier. Yeah, but when you hate America, you hate America. You go all the way back how it started. That's what she does. Hate America. So that's why she said what she said.
If I'm the Trump campaign, I grab that video and I put it out there as my campaign ad, and say, okay, if this is who you, if this is what you want, then go and vote for her. If you hate America this much, there's your candidate. If you don't, you better not vote for her, because she hates this country, and it won't look the same if she gets her 4 years.
When Barack Obama said fundamentally transform America, somebody I heard the other day, the OBH leadership, Obama, Biden, Harris, all the same. They all hate America, and they've all proven it. Hey, Scott, I got to go. Thank you so much. We'll do it again.
See you, Moon.
All right. We got to take a break. Rest of you leaving us, God bless. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live, another hour to go. The rest of you have an awesome day.
look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.